Brilliance Audio presents Across the Winding River by Amy K. Runyon, performed by Kathleen Gatti, Lisa Flanagan, and Michael Crouch. To my dear friend Carol for sharing Max with me, I hope my version of Max honors the memory of the real hero.
Chapter 1. Red Door, Blue Door. Beth. April 24th, 2007. Encinitas, California. My father raised me under a canopy of plumeria. There were the magenta ones with orange hearts that smelled of ginger, delicate yellows with white tips that smelled of lemon, the deep reds that bore the unmistakable scent of grape Kool-Aid. Those had been my favorite as a kid. Dad fell in love with the towering trees with their riotous clusters of flowers on his travels to Hawaii in the 50s, and spent a good portion of his leisure time cultivating more than a dozen varietals on our almost an acre lot in Encinitas. He created a tropical paradise so lush that we were never in want of shade on roofless summer days. I was sure the new owners, whose primary fascination with the property had been the dense grove of tropical flowers, were taking good care of them. But no one would love them as Dad had. When I finally convinced Dad that his stenosis was bad enough that Mom couldn't care for him at home, his sole stipulation was that he be allowed to bring a cutting of his Singapore plumeria to keep in his room. It laced his new bedroom with the scent of jasmine and memories of his happiest times with my mother. I'd found him a small private care home. I couldn't bear the thought of putting him in some sterile institution with dozens of elderly people who all clamored for a few precious moments of the staff's time. The home had only 5 residents, and the staff was as attentive as I could have ever hoped for. In truth, the cottage-like care home with its welcoming red door wasn't unlike the house he'd loved for so long. It made it a little more bearable somehow. He left behind the white ranch house with the teal-blue door 9 months ago, and though Mom had been set to join him once she'd sold the house and gotten everything in order, the cancer hit so hard and fast she had never had the chance. One second she was in the kitchen making babka, the next she needed the round-the-clock care of a nursing home. The disease claimed her in 3 months. My only solace was that Dad never really saw any of it. I walked through that red door, not needing to knock, with a cutting from an Aztec gold plumeria balanced on my hip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?